Many people do not think of glass as being art. Dale Chihuly's Persian Wall proves the glass can be both beautiful and interesting to look at. Chihuly was born on September 20, 1941, in Tacoma, Washington. After going to college at the University of Washington for interior design, Chihuly realized his passion was for glassblowing. He then attended art programs at the University of Wisconsin. Chihuly established glassblowing courses at the Rhode Island School of Design. Much of Chihuly's artwork includes multiple pieces and usually emphasizes the colors and lines. Persian Wall fits all of these descriptions with a bold contrast of red and blue patterns. Many other Persian walls are located in other art museums around the country, each with their own unique set of colors and designs. This Persian wall, made in 1996, has six flower-shaped pieces, two of which are solid blue or red. The other four have one base color and patterns in the other color. The detailed designs start at the center and are mirrored through the rest of the glass. The backlighting adds an interesting touch that allows the patterns to be reflected onto the wall around it. The smoothness of the glass and the fluidity of the patterns give Persian Wall an almost aquatic look, like the gentle waves of water on a windy day. This piece makes me feel as though I'm swimming in a red and blue lake with all sorts of sea creatures around me, and Chihuly is in fact inspired by water and various aquatic animals. I like Persian Wall because it evokes certain relaxation emotions that can also be found by gazing at the ocean or a small lake. I believe that this piece, above all the others, draws the viewer's eye, both with its size and its vibrant colors. The bright blue of Persian Wall makes one wonder, was the name chosen for the similarities between the vivid blues to the color Persian blue? Is it this intentional, or is it merely by chance that the colors in the title fit so well together? This is Julia Drahosel with another Bulldog Podcast.